Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to your show.
This is a talk show. That means we talk and you listen and we listen and you talk. That's right. That's both ways. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. And by the way, this is your host, Michael, and the show is called Blind and Beyond. That's right, Blind and Beyond radio show. If you turn those dials, stop right there. You'll have a very interesting show tonight. That's right. And before we begin the show, let me introduce you to the players tonight. First, to my left, beautiful, the smartest one in the house. That's right. My co-host, Lynn Golder, co-host.
I'm the smartest?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Hi, everybody. Welcome, welcome to our Thanksgiving week edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thanks for joining us.
And all the way from Fern Park and Fern Rock, our co-host, David Hildebrand. David Hilder, are you there, David?
Good evening. I am definitely here, rocking the Fern Park. Hey, everybody. Good to have you tuned in for the Blind and Beyond radio show. The only show of its kind, right?
That's right. And all the way from Ocoee, Florida, the only one who's in the studios tonight. He's in those radio station pushing all those buttons. Our producer, he's about everything. Chris Shaw, are you there?
You already know I'm right here, live and in full effect. Yay, yay. Oh, sorry. Woo. I'm still excited.
Hi, Chris.
I just thought you were going to pull it out. You was close enough. Your Chicago Bears almost beat them tonight.
We were right that we had the game.
But right there at the end, you almost could have won it. I thought you were going to win it.
Yeah, well, it's all right, though. It's been a rough season all week.
It's a rough season all week.
All week.
Yeah, right.
That one kind of went over my head. I don't know. Oh, jeez. Ay, ay, ay.
And listen, folks, for those that are turning in for the first time and don't know about it, and you still have 2 weeks to write in, we're giving away $50 gift cards. That's right. $50 gift cards in the Florida. Well, not in Florida, the 17 states that you can use public supermarkets, $50 gift cards. Or if you're not in the Publix's area, we give away $50 Visa cards. So if you're in Canada, if you're in Connecticut, if you wherever you are in Illinois, you can use a $50 Visa card. We're giving away free. That's right, free, $50. Well, I know, look, all you rich people out there don't need $50, but we're giving away $50 gift cards thanks to our sponsors. Alabama Industries for the Blind, we thank you very much. Tactile Solutions, we thank you very much for being a sponsor. And Publix Supermarkets, the three of them are sponsoring our $50 gift cards.
I need to correct you.
What?
In front of the whole world, I need to correct you. Because I thought you said 17 states.
Yeah.
No, Publix is in Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina.
The Carolinas, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about North Carolina.
They're in North Carolina, too.
Oh, this is as of March 17th. It says
it's modern math. That's the problem.
It says five states. So, well where you all know where you live.
Wherever they are, have a
North
Publix near you.
This article says, North Carolina. Yeah. Anyway, they know.
So that I could be wrong with 17, but they're in quite a few states.
Yeah, they are.
But anyway, going back to what I said, you have to write in. You can't call the radio station. And when you write in, just write in and just say, by the way, you write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Or you have to say, if you want to, that you like the show, if you have something to say about the show, if you like something about the sponsors, if you have any suggestions, that's what we want to hear.
The phone numbers?
Oh, yeah. Special phone number for those folks who don't have an email. Yeah, give out the phone number.
I will. And then we got to go to our shout outs before the break. Okay. That special phone number to call is 407-425-9200.
And we will be calling out the names each week.
We have some tonight.
Yes, we have some tonight. We call out the for our, each week, we call out the listeners. And if we miss one week, we'll call it again next week. So we have 2 weeks to call out the names in case we miss it. And you have 10 minutes to call. Now, then, when we call your name, that's when you call the radio station. Not until we call your name. Then you call the radio station, 407-894-1680, the regular phone number, to call in and say that you heard your name getting called. That's the story.
Okay.
Any questions, call me, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's who you write in. If you have any questions, let me persuade you. If you have any questions, we'll allow you to speak to us on the call in at a regular phone number, which is a regular phone number is 407-894-1680. So if you have any questions about the, it's not a contest. We're just giving away $50 gift cards. So it's not a contest. We're just giving away $50 gift cards. No strings attached. Just a present.
The prize is right.
Right. All right. I have a few shout outs, David, I guess you will. And Chris, I don't know if you will, but all right. Michael did the whole spiel about the gift cards. And I wanted to tell, if you don't know by now, that former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, she died today. She was 96 years old. She was the wife of former President Jimmy Carter, who, by the way, is 99 as of October. He was the 36th president of the United States from 1977 to 1981. So,
you know, it's amazing. He's 36 and we're up to 55 now.
No, 46. 40.
No.
No.
What's Biden?
46.
He's 46?
Yeah.
No, I thought it more than that.
But
sure?
One of the things I wanted to mention is that Rosalynn Carter, she was really, really strongly, she was an advocate of mental health and also human rights. She was a human rights advocate. So, and then the other thing I wanted to mention is that this month is Diabetes Eye Disease Awareness Month. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. Dave, you have any shout outs?
Oh, you know I do. Let's see. I've got to give a shout out to, my buddy Hirsch, who I know is listening over there in Daytona, as well as my dear wife, Brenda, who I think is listening in the back room. The Lake family up in Pittsburgh that are celebrating Thanksgiving today, and I think their family is all gathered around the radio, just like the old days, you know, just like the Waldens, right? Hanging around the radio, listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and none of them are blind even up there. So there you go. And to steal a phrase from one of our dear friends, I'm sending out this to you, and you, and also Chris, my friend Chris in the studio.
I know who that is.
How
I
about
know
that?
Who stole it from.
Yeah.
Chris, got any shout outs?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. You are the man. Listen, definitely giving a shout out to all of those that are listening far in between, near and far, and all around the world. We can't do this show without you. Thank you for all you do.
There you go.
Well, thanks.
It's true.
Chris.
We are listened to around the world. From Jamaica to Macedonia, Canada, Hawaii, and Pakistan.
That's it.
So, it's wild.
And we got to put Dubai on the list.
There you go, Dubai.
You got to put Dubai on the list.
You've been listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And don't forget, you only have 2 more weeks as far as the gift cards, $50 gift cards. And we want to thank, again, Alabama Industries for the Blind for sponsoring. We want to sponsoring the cards and help paying for the cards. We want to thank Tactile Solutions. And we want to thank Public Supermarkets. The three of them are the ones who put up the money for the gift cards, the $50 ones. Remember, there's no strings attached. All you have to do is write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org or call the number. Last time, what's the phone number again, Lynn?
Okay, we have to go to break, Michael.
Okay, then we'll go to break.
407-425-9200. 407-425-9200. We got to go to break.
And then we read out your, once we get your written or your call in that special number, we read out your name and where you're from. And then we give you the $50 gift card. That's it. No strings attached. Nothing more to say. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, the only radio show of its kind, serving the visually impaired and blind all over the world. Don't go away.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Save a Foundation is an international eye care foundation that preserves and restores sight in underserved communities. 90% of people with vision loss live in low and middle income countries where access to eye care is minimal or does not exist. SEVA co-creates sustainable solutions with local partners across 20 plus countries to ensure that communities have access to eye care even when SEVA's intervention has ended. Since 1978, SEVA and partners have provided eye care services to over 50 million people and counting. For just $50, you can help provide cataract surgery to someone in need through SEVA. To join their mission of a world free of avoidable blindness and become part of the movement, visit SEVA.org today. That is SEVA, SEVA.org. Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Welcome back. Be alert. That's right, be alert. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. People say, what is that all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. We're serving. I want you to listen to this statement. It's a good statement. It's a true statement. We are the only radio show of its kind in the world. That's right. Serving the world. That's right. And we have even people listening in Pakistan. They write to us and they tell us.
Don't forget the folks, bridge, right?
That's right, we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. The phone number to call in, if you're listening out there, you want to call in and say something, 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Right now, it's time for Lynn. Lynn, you're up.
It's time for Lynn.
That's right. It's time for Lynn.
I thought it was time for our first guest of the evening.
It is.
Okay. Well, I'd like to welcome back Donovan Battelle. And if you don't know by now, Donovan is the director of special operations at the Alabama Industry for the Blind. And he's also the coordinator of Institute Accessibility. So he plays a lot of roles there. Welcome back, Mr. Donovan.
Hi, hey, Lynn. Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
Hi. Welcome back. Welcome back. And we want to thank you so much for sponsoring the $50 gift cards. We want to thank Alabama Industries for the Blind for all they do for the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yes. Thank you, Michael, for having us.
You're welcome. So tell us about a little bit about yourself, Donovan. Don't forget, every week we have new listeners. So,
Okay.
I told everybody that last month, but we have new people all the time.
Oh, and Donovan, I got to say hi, too. This is
Dave.
Yeah,
I'm so rude. We're so rude, Michael. We didn't introduce him to David.
I may have talked to you briefly one time before, but I'm one of the co-hosts. So great to have you on again.
Yes, I think I may have met you when I was down at Lighthouse at one time.
Well, don't hold it against me, you know.
I think so.
David has a very distinct voice. Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. So Lynn, about me. I'm worse than legally blind and been that way for more than 45 years now. I just celebrated my birthday last week, and that puts me at 54. So I was 9 when I lost my vision. And so I was from just a small town in Alabama originally. Struggled in school as a blind person, just like we all may do sometimes. And at one point went to the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind for my high school years. And really, that's really where the story begins.
That's how you got started. By the way, belated happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, belated happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn. So anyway, and that's really where the story begins. And so the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind was where I graduated from, the Alabama School for the Blind. And so I was fortunate to graduate there and go on and do things. And at some point, nearly 14 years ago, returned back to work for AIDB and the Alabama Industries for the Blind. And so I would say that from my own experience, traveling all over the country and meeting different people and understanding schools for the blind and work programs and rehabilitation programs for the blind, I would say that AIDB has to be the most comprehensive program under one umbrella in the nation. And so in one component of that is Alabama Industries for the Blind, where we work. And we perform, we provide jobs to blind people in a lot of different areas through things like through retail supply, through manufacturing, through customer service, all those types of things, through other services like mailroom services. So that's just really in a nutshell of who I am and who I work for.
If you have any questions out there, to our listeners,
maybe they're looking for a job.
If you're looking for a job, you want to ask Donovan any questions, question right now. Now's the time to call him. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you want to speak to Donovan, ask him any questions about Alabama Industries for the Blind.
So I've got an initial question for you, Donovan, if I may.
Okay. Yes.
I know I saw you got Alabama Industries for the Blind, for the Deaf, and then there's the Helen Keller School. It's all a little confusing. So all those are under AIDB, is that right?
Yeah, so AIDB is the big umbrella, the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind. And it, in essence, is a service rehabilitation and a school system for the deaf or blind. So Alabama School for the Blind, Alabama School for the Deaf, and the Helen Keller School all fall under the children and youth programs for AIDB. And so if blindness is your primary disability, you would go to the school for the blind. If deafness was your primary disability, you would go to the school for the deaf. And if you have a combination of those disabilities, plus you could have others, then you would go to the Helen Keller School of Alabama. Yes. So gotcha. Three schools that serve children 3 through 21. Yes.
I've got a good friend that's attending the School for the Blind up there right now, like picking up some very important skills. And hopefully she's listening, but I've heard nice. Nothing but great things about all that she's picking up. And it really does sound like all-inclusive. I mean, it covers a little bit of everything. A lot of everything.
That's the children and youth we talked about there for a moment. But I'm over in what we call the adult department, which includes blindness rehab under E.H. Gentry or the Freedom Center, and then the Alabama Industries for the Blind. So we're over on the adult side. And then, so you can get the whole scope, you have what we call the Regional Center Network, which is a real similar model to the Lighthouse Network in Florida. You know, those are community-based programs that serve deaf and blind people in their communities all over the state.
Very interesting. I was just reading.
Donovan, it's Michael. Mm-hmm. So what kind of products does Alabama Industries for the Blind have? What kind of products? Well,
Michael, I don't know that I can name them all. It's nearly 100 products, but our legacy product that we talk about regularly is our long military necktie. Yeah, it's our military necktie. And so that is for the Army, also for the Marines, and for the Air Force. So by color, the branch of service, you know, the color is specific to the branch of service. So the Army, like the necktie for the Army right now, is they're in two colors right now because they're transitioning. So black and green is the Army color. The Air Force color is blue, and the Marine necktie is khaki. And so that's our legacy product. That product's been around since the late 50s, and we've been manufacturing that product since then.
So people looking for jobs, they would come in and they would learn how to assemble retail products. And then also,
if that's what they choose to do. Yes.
Or they could learn how to sew the ties. Or,
there's different positions. There's different positions.
It's like an assembly line.
And there's different positions that open for the blind.
Yeah. I've seen so many wonderful stories about your employees of the month. I hope sometime we can have some of them on the air.
Yeah, we need to do that, Lynn. That's a great idea. We just got back from maybe a month ago. We got back from the National Industries for the Blind recognized their employees of the year who are blind from across the nation. And our Jenna Smith sang the national anthem at the opening ceremony, and she did an outstanding job.
Very nice.
Oh, that's neat.
Yes. Yeah, it's that when an employee gets recognized and gets to go to National Industries for the Blind for the Employee of the Year, they get to go for the whole week, and they have, there's meetings that they can attend and different things that might, enhance some of their skills and things. But there's also they do like dinner cruises or sightseeing tours or things like that. It's an experience of a lifetime. For employees to become recognized in that. And so employees from all over the country were there for that, for the expo and the recognition of the Employee of the Year.
Some tremendous networking too, I would imagine, with something like that, where you get to meet some people from all over. And
absolutely. We get to meet people from all over the nation. There's some more than 100 agencies that hail under the National Industries for the Blind. And so you meet people from all over the country, all over the U.S.
Now, what type of experience would you typically need to get a job? I'm sure that there's different requirements for different job openings, but you do a lot of the training as well. So how would a person just off the street that's blind know if they would even have the qualifications for some of these things?
So they would reach out to us, and we could have a discussion we could set up a call with them, and we could invite them for a visit and a skills assessment test. We could do much of that over the phone in the beginning to get some idea of their skills, their background, things they've done, and maybe things they would like to do. And, you know, you can work with people in a way to set a plan forward for them to kind of achieve the goals that they want to achieve. You know, it's just like we do in rehab. You just set a goal, and the goal is, okay, I want to work, and I want to work in this area. Okay, well, you need some blindness training, or you need some computer training, or maybe you say, I just really think I would like to come and, you know, work on a line or just work with customers, you know. So those some of those things can be done just on the job training. So it's individually identified and specific to the person. So it comes straight out of a conversation.
Gotcha. And does everyone, all your employees live in, work in, or should I say from Alabama, or do you reach out to other states for people to come in?
David, you read my mind. That's what I was wondering also.
We do reach out to other states. You know, we have employees, have a lady right now who came to us from Louisiana. She came in. She wanted the experience of working in manufacturing for a short time. She was promoted, and now she has become she's visually impaired, blind, visually impaired, legally blind, and she is the manager of our base supply center now at Anniston Army Depot. So there's career advancement opportunities if a person is is motivated and wants to excel in their career. And so anyway, yeah, there's other people come from other states, and and we work with them on, you know, specifically on the training, but then, you know, their career path of where they want to go. What do they want to do? Upward mobility is the name of the game. Some people do want to come and do upward mobility and may want to transfer somewhere else. Talladega is where our main manufacturing facility is, but we have retail stores in both Alabama and Georgia right now. And so, there's opportunities outside of Alabama as well, and inside Alabama. So
this is going to seem like a strange question.
This is Michael. So who mans the stores in Georgia? Visually impaired blind people?
Yeah. Well, we have visually impaired and blind people there in those stores. Yeah, Michael. Right now, we do not have a blind person managing the store, but we have blind people in those operations in other areas. Yeah.
So there might be some employment for people in Georgia, are you saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We've had people from Georgia come to work for us and work their way around the system there. So, yeah, it's just you don't just have to come to Alabama. We have opportunities there as well. We have a facility in Birmingham as well. You know, we're looking at other jobs as we develop more of our jobs. You know, we're considering jobs in all areas where, you know, why should blind people be different from anybody else in the workforce, right? Shouldn't we be able to do the work we want to do? And so we're always looking at different jobs and a diversity of jobs for the jobs that blind people would like to do.
Can you tell us a little bit about Talladega? Because I'm kind of curious.
David, we're up against the clock. I just wanted to know how people can find out more, Donovan.
Okay, they can reach out to you guys, of course. You know, of course they could reach out to you, but they could reach to me as well. I have a very simple cell phone number. Blind people love to make a call, as I do. So
that means
go ahead.
Actually, we memorized it too.
Phone,
didn't
but
we?
they have to answer the phone. That's a big question.
Oh yeah.
Oh, listen at Michael. He's getting on me now.
Yeah, he's digging you now.
Yeah.
What's the phone number?
256-589-8989.
There you go. Yep, we memorized that one. 256-589-8989.
I know that number more than I know my own wife's number.
That's funny, Michael.
Thank you Donovan, and we thanks, wish Donovan. You and Kathy a healthy and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And your son and his wife, our neighbors.
Yep. Want to
thank yes. You. Yeah, it was funny when we figured out that my son and you guys were, 7 minutes apart?
That's about
funny?
It. Wow. I mean, what are the odds of that? That is the crazy thing. It's a small world after all.
Yeah, when he said, Donovan says, his son lives in a place in Florida that you never heard of. I said, what's the name of the town? He said, Eustis. I said, oh, that's funny. That's where we live.
That literally is wild. Around the corner. If I was a bike rider, I'd go right around the corner to his son's house.
That's funny.
Well, are they coming up? Are they coming up to you for Thanksgiving?
They're not. They're coming up for Christmas. But the rest of my other son and his family and all of us are having a turkey and dressing here. We're hosting everybody here at the house on Thursday. That's what we're doing here, other than my son in Florida.
Oh, that's nice. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Good. Have a healthy Thanksgiving.
Give our regards to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Donovan.
Talk to you soon.
Good night.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yep. Going to go to break?
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go far. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello to our friends at the Blind and Beyond radio program. It's Jerry Lynn from Christian Record Services, and I'm here to invite you to try Phone Faith, PHONEFAITH, by calling 209-399-9465. What is Phone Faith? It's a telephone outreach that's by and for the blind community. It's a community of connected individuals who enjoy learning about health, faith, engagement, and so much more. It's education-driven, empowerment-promoting, and really, it's a lot of fun. With 17 hours of live programs every week on topics of interest such as mental and physical health, spirituality, community engagement, and so much more, there's always something happening on Phone Faith. Please accept my invitation to call Phone Faith at 209-399-9465. Here's the number again, 209-399-9465.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan Veterinary Supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to use and taste great. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at vetdirect.com.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you. Whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas, there is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
This segment is brought to you by eSight, the life-changing electronic glasses for people with low vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's what you're listening to, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is our host, Michael, and welcome back. And by the way, you want to call in? Call in now. Phone number is 407-894-1680. I know we got a few people that have been trying to get on, but now's the time to call in. 407-894-1680. And right now, we're going to go to trivia, our first trivia of the day. And after our trivia, we'll read out, start reading out some names for the gift cards. What's his name? His name is David Hillebrand.
Oh, I'm hurt. I am really hurt. How quickly? He doesn't forget your name, does he, like that, Lynn?
It's a senior.
My goodness.
The senior moment. Senior moment.
Yeah, I hope he's not calling you somebody else. Oh, my goodness.
I could call you Harriet. Right. I could call you Shirley.
Yeah, this is true. Well, all right, so you want me to give my trivia? Is that what you're
saying? Do your trivia. First trivia. That's right.
Okay. All right, listen.
Trivia time. Trivia time.
Ding, 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 ding. This is going to be slightly different. Instead of playing the song, this is music related, but I'm not playing any songs. My trivia question is this. Listen closely. There is a great songwriter, singer, James Taylor, and I'm sure everybody knows James Taylor, right? James Taylor did all kinds of different songs. You Got a Friend, and one song in particular, very popular, was Fire and Rain. And James Taylor wrote that back in 1970. That song, Fire and Rain, talked about some very difficult times in his life. Three different verses, and in the chorus, he talks about, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. And then he mentions a couple other things that he has seen. So along with fire and rain, I'd like you to call in and tell me one of the other things that he has seen that's mentioned in that song, Fire and Rain. Give us a call at 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. I know you know that song by James Taylor. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. And what else has he seen? Give a call. Let Chris know. And, of course, we like new callers first. So if you're a new caller, you get first on the bus there. So give us a call and let me know, what else did James Taylor see besides fire and rain? And I know it's a little tricky, but if you know that song, which I'm sure you do, you'll be able to mention one of those other things that James saw back then. Again, 407.
Don't forget the phone number is 407.
Yeah.
David's got it.
Okay. 407-894-1680. That is our number to call. Operators are standing by. Call before midnight tonight.
You know, that's David right. And Michael, one of the things we were talking about before off the air that I mentioned, David, about, you know, not everybody is going to somebody else's house for Thanksgiving.
That's true.
And it's not the end of the world if you're alone on Thanksgiving. So you were saying one of your friends went to, what did you say? He went to the movies on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, he would go to the movies. It was a tradition and he enjoyed it. And he had a choice, you know, to be with people, and he kind of enjoyed having that day where he could be away. And I think in a way, a chance to reflect and be thankful himself, but he enjoyed watching a movie, whatever was new coming out and usually not super crowded. So yeah, a little tradition kind of.
Hey, David, what was your saying I liked and I said I'm going to steal it from you? What was that saying that you...
I forgot what it was.
If
you don't use it, use it.
Yeah, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah. So I found this interesting article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution publication about 10 things to do if you're alone on Thanksgiving. And the first thing it says is you don't have to get caught up in Hallmark expectations. And there's this mental image that many people have of the perfect family holiday, you know, is often just that. It's just an image. There can be so much expectation about the season being just right that it does. It brings a lot of stress. But so you should make it right for you. You don't have to answer. Like David just said, you don't have to answer to anyone else. But one of the things it says you can do is pick up the phone. You know, if you want some company, pick up the phone and say hello. And another thing I like that it says, invite yourself, you know. call your friends and you know, say, I'm coming over for dessert or whatever.
Why don't we together for a beer?
Yeah. Speaking of calls, we have, let's see. Chris, let's take Flo first, and then we'll take the trivia caller, okay?
Well, I was saying let's go Kim first and then Flo, because Kim,
oh, okay.
Kim called well, first, and then,
that's fine.
You know.
All right. Well, I don't think Flo is calling for trivia. But what? Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Do you have any other callers for trivia?
That's it as of right now.
It's up to Michael and David. What are we talking
about? Okay.
All right.
Going to take it right away?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so Kim from Boca Raton.
Hi.
Hey, Kim, can you step away from your radio or turn it down?
Yes.
Or step into another room.
Oh, okay.
It sounds funny hearing myself in the background.
Oh, it sounds awful. Funny is a nice word. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't know I had all that
bother. Hurry up, turn it down.
Okay.
You're better now, Kim, I think. Are you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right. Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Do you know that song that James Taylor sang, Fire and Rain?
Yes.
So along with Fire and Rain, can you name one other thing that James Taylor saw in that song?
I've seen sunny days, and I thought it'd never end.
You're right.
All right.
Right,
she got it.
Kim.
She got it.
Good job,
Kim.
Good job. Thank you so much for calling in, and I think you just won a gift card from Subway.
Subway.
Right?
She just won herself a $10 card from Subway.
Thank you.
So if you'll stay on the line, Chris is going to get your address, and we'll get that card out to you. And please keep on listening.
And happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, so we have Flo on the
line. So we have Flo from New Jersey on the line, not about trivia. She's calling in to say something.
Yeah, Flo from New Jersey. Flo is by way of Florida as well, but she's up in...
Oh, yeah.
She's up hanging out in the cold states right now against some chilly wind.
But cool, she's a Jerseyite. She
right.
really she's... is a Jerseyite.
Hey, Flo, are
hey,
you there?
Flo.
She's from Roselle.
Yes,
What's cooking, Flo?
How are y'all?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, doing good.
What have you been up to?
She's vacationing.
Yes, I'm vacationing up in New Jersey with my sister. Well, she's not on vacation, but, you know.
Cold up there?
I've been having some delicious bagels, of course.
Huh?
And some smoked whitefish salad. Yum, yum.
Oh, my gosh. What things I like? I follow Flo on Facebook, and she's always making me hungry. David, when you said what's cooking, was that on purpose? Because Flo is a cook.
Oh, I remember. I've been listening on Flo about Flo's travels, so I've been paying attention.
It's called The Blind Side of Cooking on Facebook.
Yeah, that sounds very cool.
So,
Flo, what's it like up there today?
It's cold outside, so I really didn't go out there today.
No snow, though, right?
No snow. Not yet.
Oh, it's coming.
So, Flo, you went to Smithville. Did you have fun?
Yeah, I went to Smithville yesterday. Yes. Oh, it was wonderful fun. I had so much fun. Got my grandchildren their personalized Christmas ornaments that I do every year.
Oh, that's
our kids love it there.
Smithville?
I have you just two of them now.
Yeah, I love the video of them. That was funny.
Yeah, my granddaughter is popping those Amazon freaking poppy things, and he's laughing hysterically.
Oh, it's so cute. Yeah. So wait, now I'm really jealous because you had smoked whitefish. Was it,
yes.
it was chopped up, like a whitefish salad, or you had the chubs, the big pieces?
The whitefish salad we have.
Oh, yeah. Michael,
and
I'm so
my
jealous.
Brother-in-law yep. and I eat it. My sister
She's daydreaming right now. Wishing
yeah, you have
there.
To have it. You have to develop a taste for that. You got to know, right, Flo?
I like the whitefish, not
yes.
whitefish salad.
I like the whitefish salad.
He likes whitefish salad. I like the whitefish.
Both, actually. I like both.
So that's delicious. And when I went to Smithville yesterday, I picked myself up a bag of chocolate covered potato chips.
Oh my gosh.
Yum.
They are so good.
Oh my gosh.
Anything chocolate covered is going to be good.
You better bring home a bunch of snacks to put on, you know, on the train when you're traveling. You'll have something to eat on the train.
Oh, did you take the train?
A sub sandwich from the local sub shop over here that my sister and brother-in-law go to. Because they've lived here for a very long time, so they know the good places to go get good food.
You took David a train all the way up
if you
want to
play train.
She goes on Amtrak.
Yes, I took Amtrak.
How long does it take to get up there from Florida?
23 hours.
Wow. They treat you pretty good, though?
Is it accessible for you? I mean, it's not hard to get around on the train?
No, I sit in coach seating. They do have the rooms or accessible bedrooms, but they're very expensive.
Right.
So I sit in accessible coach seating, and it's right near the bathrooms, either in front of me or behind me. Mm-hmm. And you have more leg room there, too, as well. And this way, nobody has to help. I don't have to call somebody to take me to the bathroom if I need to go. I can just go on my own.
Right.
Did you take a pillow and blanket? Because our kids went on the Amtrak and they didn't take a pillow and blanket.
She was prepared. She must have been a Girl Scout at one time. She had everything.
I have an inflatable pillow. So it rolls up small so it fits in my lunch bag when because I bring my lunch and my dinner on the train as well because I won't buy their food. They microwave their hot dogs. I will eat that.
The truth comes out, right?
Well, Flo, thank you for calling in. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know you haven't seen your family since COVID, right? A couple of years?
Yes, yes. And my younger brother, he's coming on Thursday as well. So
thanks for calling. We have another caller coming.
Yeah. Enjoy your time.
Take some pictures and put them on Facebook so I can see them. Have somebody take them.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Flo. Or a video. All right. Love you, Flo. Thanks for calling.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Good night.
Who's next? Who's the next one?
We have Patricia from Green Acres, Florida, that's calling in to say hello, I think.
Patricia from Green Acres, Florida.
Hi there.
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hi, how are you today?
Great. So what do you have to say for yourself, Patricia from Green Acres?
I love that name, Green Acres.
That's one of my favorite shows, too.
You almost live there.
Really?
That's right near Lake
Patricia,
Worth.
Where is Green Acres approximately? What is it close to?
Near Lake Worth, right?
Close to Lake Worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, buddies.
But for people who don't know, that's Palm Beach County, Florida.
Palm Beach County.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that must have been close to where my dad was there in Singer Island. So
thanks for calling in.
Oh, that's in... Yeah, that's north of me.
Oh, very good. Well, good to hear from you. I appreciate you listening and stopping by. Hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, and have a great Thanksgiving yourselves. And blah, 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 gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Can we coach you on that?
Thanks, Patricia.
Don't forget to write in about your $50 gift card.
She already won.
Oh, she won already?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yes, she might have.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Did you get your gift card?
Yes, she did. She wrote and got that she got it. Thank you, Patricia. Appreciate your call.
Okay, we're gonna read out some names right now before we get let's read out some names. Okay. Let's read out some names. People are waiting for their $50 Visa cards, or they're waiting for $50 Publix cards. They're waiting for something. They're waiting for $50. They want $50. Here we go.
We don't have time to say.
Read out some names. Okay. Read out some names.
John Stroot. Hello, John.
John Stroot from Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, John.
$50 gift card, Visa.
Call in.
Okay, we have Sandra Houston. She's in South Florida. Also.
Sandra Houston from Florida. You won your $50 Publix supermarket,
We have Beth Moody in Lakeland, Florida.
Hey, Beth.
She's a new listener.
A new listener.
Give us a call.
What's her name, Beth?
Beth Moody.
Beth Moody.
Like, don't be Moody.
Call in now.
Beth Great to
Moody.
Have you as a new
Call in
listener.
Now.
We have lots of Florida. Valerie Setti from Carl Springs, Florida.
What's her name?
What's her name? Hometown. Valerie Setti.
Valerie Setti from Carl Springs, Florida.
Yep.
Call in now, 407-894-1680. Call in now, 407-894-1680.
And we want to give away these cards.
We have Chris Young from Wildwood, Florida.
Chris Young, call in now, 407-894-1680. Chris Young from Florida.
Well, if we go to the top of the hour, they can always call during your trivia for a few couple of minutes.
They got 10 minutes. Yeah. 10 minutes. 407-894-680. Call in now.
Get those fingers dialing.
If you don't call in this show, then we'll read out your name again next week. If you don't call in now, got 10 minutes to call in now. 407-894-1680.
Let me see what else it says to do if you happen to be by yourself on Thanksgiving. It says, call your friends, find your people, and create your own gathering. That's what it says. One potluck feast and a few good friends can be much more fun than an awkward family gathering day.
That's right. That's awkward. I won't get yelled at. If I'm by myself, I wouldn't be getting yelled at.
I'm not even going to comment on that, but I think that there's some...
You're making a mess.
Major truth in that one. Very, very true.
What are you guys doing, Dave?
Well, I'm going over to New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
New Smyrna.
Yeah, going over there to Brenda's brother's house, where we always have a nice get-together, great food, and several generations, and everybody gets along nice, and we always have fun. So looking forward to that. It is always nice.
It can always be nice when your family gatherings, as long as you don't talk about politics or other subjects, you're okay.
So are you guys staying home?
Yeah, yours truly is cooking.
Yep. Ah, very good.
Our kids coming in from Philadelphia.
We have, and our niece is my coming brother's in from, younger daughter is
from
coming.
New York, who lives now in Florida.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't going to have football playing on TV or anything?
Of course. Absolutely.
My big thing is, like, when I'm cooking in the morning, I like to listen to the Macy's parade. I like
Snoopy. Got to watch that.
I wait for Snoopy.
Yeah,
and Santa Claus at the end. I like that too.
And you know, they usually have an accessible thing on.
I think
the
they do.
Parade too, which is cool. So hopefully,
And
check that out.
And then after David, they I forget if it's after the football game or after the parade. They have the puppy bowl. It's a riot.
That's after the parade.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's after the parade.
And guess what? All those puppies get adopted.
Uh-huh.
That's the point of it.
Yeah.
Listen, to bring attention to those cute little puppies.
I'm intervening right quick because I have a phone line full of folk. Okay. I missed everything.
Okay, let's go. Okay. Well, we can always take the rest of them after on the other side of the break.
All right, so let's go. John, Sandra, Valerie, and Chris. All right?
Wow.
So let's go to John from Clinton, Indiana. John, how you doing?
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
I'm fine, Michael. Lynn,
happy Thanksgiving.
David, Chris, I want to thank you for the gift card, and it has to be a Visa card for up here in Indiana.
You know, that's what you're going to get, a $50 Visa card for Indiana.
And happy Thanksgiving to you and Linda.
Thank you for your continued support here, too, John. You're awesome.
Okay, we have to go move on. Thank you, John.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Who's next?
Happy Thanksgiving to all
happy
of you.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Who's next?
All right. Let's go to Sandra. Sandra from Coral Springs of Florida. Sandra, how you doing?
Sandra.
No, I don't think she's from Coral Springs.
Hi, Sandra.
I mean, Sandra. No, she's from Lake Worth. I'm sorry.
Right.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? Michael, Lynn, Chris, and the rest of you. And Dave.
Hi,
Dave.
I love this program. It's so informative with all the latest technology. And you guys are helping so many people in so many ways. I said before, if you listen, you might learn something.
Are you from Massachusetts?
Thank you so
Sandra,
much.
Sandra, are you from Massachusetts?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Michael, I knew you'd catch that.
What part of Massachusetts are you from?
Originally.
Originally.
From Worcester.
Worcester, okay. Yeah. I heard the accent.
Yeah. Well, thank
happy
you.
Thanksgiving.
Thank you for being out there, and thank you for your kind words.
Enjoy
all the
$50 card.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I love how Michael talks because I know he's from New York or New Jersey. The way he talks,
he's from Philly.
But I was born in Boston. I was born in Boston. Grew up in Philadelphia.
Top of the hour. We're gonna have to go, Sandra. It's the top of the hour. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Sandra.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye, bye.
Love you too.
You too. Alrighty.
Chris, let's go to the top of the
hour. We're going to the top of the hour?
Yeah, and then we'll get the rest of them on the other side.
Okay, we're on the other side.
Everybody, right, going to go to break.
We're going to go to a break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Callers, hang in there. I'll be right with you.